The Volume.
When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms. Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only. Please drink responsibly.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
All right, we back. Another episode of Club 520 Podcast. I'm the host. My name is DJ Wells. Same gang with me. To my left, my dog, Bishop B. Hen, out the Prairies. How you what, Nasty?
Cool and Nasty. Let's pod.
What's up, man? What you doing over there, man?
Oh, that's Hennessy good today.
My dog, Young Nacho, Young Tig. How you what, man?
I'm chilling, man. He was about to dough for show, for show. These sevens. I'm in my seven mode right now. I'm going to wear sevens for a little bit because, shit, why not?
Damn, Denver, one of the hardest sevens. That DNP pack, yeah, one of the craziest sevens. I fuck with the OG Raptors too, the all black ones. Mm-hmm. Them is tough.
Mm-hmm. Them is definitely hard.
Before we got on the show, we was having a debate about our favorite seven. I don't know. You said yours was?
I'm fuck with the Olympic sevens.
Olympic, yours was?
I'm the ghetto with the black and red. Yeah, I know. Citrus. I don't know my shoes. Citrus.
All right, yeah, and I'm a fuck with the Bordeaux's.
You know what's crazy? Like, Mike was really busting, like, Clyde Drexler ass in them shoes, but they don't really talk about them that much.
Nah, he really hooped in these. That's what the problem is. Like, I love the shoes that Jordan played in.
Mm-hmm.
I love those. Like, the other shit that people be wearing that he ain't ever hooped in, like, Lightning Fours and shit under all them, I'd be like,
It'd be kind of weird because it's like, I guess it's kind of like the same reason why, like, LeBron's shoes don't always hit the same is because, yeah, he had the fire colorways and shit, and we saw that shit when it dropped, but, like, he didn't have a lot of moments in all them shoes.
Yeah.
Jordan was really killing niggas in them shoes. Like, the Infrared Sixes is one of my favorites because he got the first ship, and he was murdering niggas in them.
Yeah.
So I got a question.
Yes, sir.
What's the best Jordan to hoop in? It's part one. Part two is, what's the best Jordan to put an outfit on with? So part one is, the if you going to hoop, what's J you putting
hoop
on?
For me, it's the 10s.
Mm.
That's fair.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't have... If, shit, 10 has to be it, damn near. Unless 10. It's the low tops. I fuck with the low top, i.e. 11s. Them kind of get a little jiggy, but the 10s is perfect cushion, and the bitch is a little bit soft around the ankles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fuck with the 10s.
I was a 14, nigga.
To hoop in?
Yeah.
You got your black toes is black.
You're a real big man.
Your toes is black. Your toes is black, bro. 14s
and 17s is what I hoop.
You can hoop at 8s too.
I hoop
not gonna be fast.
I loved hooping at 8s. It's when he hit the shoulder shrug when he had them 8s on. Yeah. I hooped at 18.
The black and red 14 was my go to shoe all through high school.
The most out of pocket Jordan I hooped in was the 15.
Just because I was a power forward. I had a black pair of Barclays I had to represent for the PS.
You number 3 second call.
I hooped in Barclays.
Yeah.
15s, you should not have no toes.
I don't. 15s. I would never take my socks off because I hooped in 15s. I hooped in some black and white and gold with the graffiti.
The laser ones?
Yeah, the laser joints. I hooped in them in college.
My walkers are still... Feet, together.
Toes fucked up from them 15s. Nah, I don't know why, dude. I did it at NC State too and we lost.
Damn.
Bad time.
My shit look like I'm fresh out of a baby crib. I'm good. What's the best one to put a fit on with, though?
Ones.
A fit?
Fit. The one light shit. We going out, nigga. You about to put your four, fit on. And you can only wear a J.
Four or six?
Mm-mm. Ones or fours. It got to be ones, though.
Well, cause ones,
you can do a lot with ones.
You can do a lot.
And there's a lot of them, though. So yeah, I'll give you a one. So a two is out of pocket with some jeans.
No.
I'm nothing on it. I like twos, though.
Low twos, different, for sure. No, I'm saying you could get off the low twos. The highs, you kind of pushing it. But I fuck with twos.
I fuck with twos, too.
I was going to say, honestly, if I had to, not because you said 10 already, that two is not a bad shoe to hoop in either. Because it's definitely soft as hell.
But you 1 through 14, you damn near can get a fit off of 1 through 14.
Ooh.
You can get a fit off in nines. The tens is the only ones where you got a sweat outfit. Like,
yeah, a sweat fit is cool. I'm talking about like if we going to the club. I think you putting on some tens is kind of out of pocket.
Yeah, you out
you getting
pocket.
A fit off and going to the club with some nines is really crazy.
You can get a fit off in some nines, though.
Oh, which ones?
Especially the cool grays, the black and white ones. Shit, you can get a fit off in some nines, bro. It just depends how you rock your shit.
Yeah, you got to go.
Nah, you gotta be.
You might need a stylist.
Nah. I just might need
so niggas ain't putting fits together with the sky blue and white ones. They been rocking. Nigga, I seen niggas.
Every
on
nigga I've seen with that shoe has an airbrush shirt on. I've seen nothing but RIP shirts with the shoes.
Wilding now, bro.
A nine nigga with a fit.
The powder blue nines is fire.
Nah, I'm telling you can get a fit off.
Mm. That's I just had that question.
12s is a tough. 12 is a tough cover.
That's a sweat shoe.
Yeah, 13 is a tough cover too.
Oh, now the 13 might be the toughest.
13, tough you cover. Out of pocket with jeans.
Yeah, that's a tough cover.
You gotta have 12, some tools on.
A flu game 12 with a nice black jean.
That's a tough cover, man.
Cause that motherfucker got
a nice black jean, and you might have to.
You gotta have them a size smaller. If yours your true size, your feet gonna look crazy in the 12, bro. You gotta go a size smaller just for the look, bro.
Your jeans gotta fit right, and I think you can do an all black for that night.
Yeah, I mean you can. You ain't gonna be the freshest nigga in the room, but
you were eligible to get in the club
for sure.
A nine is kind of hard, bro.
You can get it. I'm telling y'all can get a nine off.
An all gray nine. Woo!
And white laces. Oof.
You can get that off, bro. You just got it's how you dress it up.
Okay.
But I ain't gonna lie. 13.
Hey, good. Put the fit together for us, bro. With the nine, my nigga.
13 gonna be crazy.
Because if you put the He Got Games on, put some sweatpants on.
Yeah.
You can't flint.
If you get fresh to flint, you out of pocket.
I love that 13.
Out of pocket. As a Cowboys fan,
really fuck with him, but I love that.
Like, my nigga Bubby, the only nigga I ever seen rock 13s with. Fit.
With some jeans?
Yeah.
That's the old Bubby. That's an old one.
My nigga Bub had a 13.
That's Bubby.
I mean, I seen niggas put fits together with a 13. Everybody put fits together with Jordans every weekend. Yeah. But
they gonna kill us. They said niggas not supposed to be wearing jeans and Jordans.
Who said that?
That's what they're saying, bro. They said
that's
we
on the
net
for sure.
So, damn, it's now LeBron. Hey,
don't wear Jordan's LeBron's equivalent.
Wow. Jordan's equivalent to bronze? That's crazy.
Damn. All
right, before we get off the side, what's worse? LeBron's the jeans or Jordan's with the jeans?
Oh, LeBron. That's a no-brainer.
I seen Wale get some fits off with the bronze, though.
Wale is a dressing-ass nigga.
Wale about to get some more fits off. Because Meek Mill is on his ass. he was tweeting the wildest shit this morning for no reason.
Meek was going nuts.
He woke up with violence on his heart, bro. He hates Wale, and Wale don't like him.
But, and, you know, I don't know why they beefing, and I guess because Wale is hanging with the ops. But I want to know, like, why is Wale taking pictures with motherfuckers who know they want to kill Meek Mill? That's supposed to be your man's.
But
this is my thing.
I seen what he said, though. He was like, them niggas was cool. And he was like, I don't get in between people beef because if I pick a side and them niggas going to be friends next week. I respect that, though.
That's from Wale.
Yeah, Wale
said that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's why I didn't know nothing about it. If that's the case, fair enough.
Yeah, like if I seen y'all two, y'all was cool and y'all broke up. I mean, pause. But y'all niggas ain't cool no more.
Oh man, no mic cares.
And I met y'all together. Man,
calm down.
I'ma still dap DJ. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, what's up, bro? Even though I fuck with you first, like,
who's eyes you pick it on, ass nigga?
I'm just saying. I'm with that moment.
Hold up, nigga.
Because then you know what? I'll be like, damn, I don't fuck with DJ no more. And then,
nah, you right.
Y'all niggas gonna be shaking hands at the club. DJ gonna be looking at me like, nah, nigga, I had seen you that night when BN wasn't there and you act like you couldn't say what up.
Nah,
and
I had to be like, nah, I mean, nah. I feel like, pause, but I'm in the middle of some shit like that now.
Damn. Yeah, you are. Hendrix experiences.
Was like, the next one April 21st?
And it's on some shit on that level though. So I see. Yeah. But you know, I don't get in between none of that shit because it don't have nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? But I just hate to see Meek. Y'all done did this before, bro. If this was new, then motherfuckers times. Would be like, damn, bro. Mm-hmm. Maybe Wale is out of pocket, but you done already had this run with this nigga, bro. Either y'all gonna be cool or not. Like, Ross can't heal this shit now. Because it's going to look phony from here on out.
I mean, Meek, they probably really ain't fuck with each other anyway. Meek.
Nah.
Meek won't smoke with Wale. Wale ain't, probably ain't even.
It's just bad timing for Meek to be beefing with anybody, bro.
Man, the crazy thing about that whole MMG experience is that if you paid attention around that time period, they weren't the first two people that Ross had picked for that group. So it never made sense why everybody was like, why don't they get along? Well, if you really know, they weren't the people that he really chose for that shit. He wanted Wiz and Currency. That didn't work out. He tried to get Nip and Dom. That didn't work out. He got them two. And I don't think anybody outside of Rick Ross really run from that relationship. I don't think MMG did that much for either one of them. I think their careers would have been different. They're both obviously super successful, but.
See, that's tough for me, DJ, because I feel like Meek had a big buzz on the East Coast. But when he got with Ross, that's when his Southern, his West Coast, mm-hmm. his shit took off. He became a bigger artist. Wale had the whole DMV area, basically the East Coast too. When they got Ross, they plummeted. So I ain't saying you wrong about who he tried to get first, but once he got him, that's who we looked at as MMG, the next up. They were the next goddamn Cash Money for us as adults in that time frame.
I agree. I just think that in the high side of things, it all worked out for Ross more than it did them. Obviously, it definitely did for something for both of their careers because obviously it definitely helped them. I think Wale would have been in a different conversation space had he not been MMG, but it definitely worked for Meek. But I feel like they was both stars, but they still kind of got held back from that shit.
I don't think they got held back. I think because Wale was such a backpack rapper and like he had a unique style, it was going to keep him underground. Ross brung him to mainstream, bro. Yeah. I don't think he would have ever went mainstream because he had a deal before he signed, you know, started
Nike
fucking with
Wale.
And he had a buzz where he was from in the East Coast area, but I wasn't really tapped in until he started fucking with Ross. And I think that's like majority of the world, I would say.
That's real.
Yeah, but my niggas, Wag, Hey Good, they really put me on Wale before he blew up, because niggas, he was the phone positive guy and all that shit. That's all we used to talk about back in the day. But I just feel like Ross helped them niggas reach a whole nother level. And he's like, I got y'all here. Not saying it, but like, now y'all go start Dream Chasers. Wale, you go start whatever your shit is called, bro. And let's keep this shit going. Ross, MMG is supposed to be how CMG is right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Hold on, which one of your niggas love Wale?
What?
Yeah,
Wag, for sure.
Wag, nah. I remember he told me he was better than Drake.
That's Wag.
That was Wag. I remember smoking, that. You smoking good pot. Hold on, I don't know what be him mixing in this Henny lemonade. But boy, you tripping,
hey,
bro.
My niggas really like, and what put Drake on the back burner is when, you know, Quentin came out and said, so they been Wale fans forever, bro.
Nah, they was.
So
nah,
I
get, because
Wale is the OG R&B.
Yeah, he was. Nah, he was on that for sure.
And outside of music, Wale influence don't get talked about enough.
Fashion wise, bro, is.
Oh, no, he fresh.
Elite.
Sneaker wise, too. Like,
yes, bro.
When I see him get the fit off with the 17s, I say, yeah.
But the lightness, bro?
Yeah.
He's in heaven, man.
I say, yeah.
Oh, he's a dressing ass nigga.
And
we're
going to talk
sure.
about WrestleMania later, but Wale Mania, bro, that's different, bro.
Yeah, that's tough.
I just feel like that their emotions, like, stopped them from growing to the ceiling, bro. Like, Moneybagg Yo is, like, huge right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where Meek is supposed to, that's crazy. But I'm just saying. Yeah, pause. Speak, but I'm not real
speak
shit.
Speak your
though,
truth,
like,
King.
Nah, don't do too much. Slow down. I'm trying to have a good show. I'm saying, like, Meek Mill is what's supposed to be that, bro. Like, turn up, bro. Have fun. Moneybagg ain't worried about no other nigga. He ain't hopping in no beef. He ain't beefing with Finesse and them. Like, CMG is what's supposed to be what MMG is supposed to be what CMG is today, bro.
I can see that. I think the problem with Meek is that Meek's talent is so up here, but the ridiculous shit he does is so up here too that low-key at time cancels
that,
it out,
that
bro.
That fucking Nicki relationship blew it, bro. I knew it.
He should not be on Twitter. Even though I love it for my own personal benefit, he should not be on Twitter. Because the shit that he says on there, we be like, come on, Meek. Every time we try to take you seriously about stuff, bro, you do this shit.
Niggas like, ask Meek. I don't even want to bring that up no more. There it was.
Get well soon, bro.
Get well soon.
Yeah, we'll leave.
We start off. We can start off an episode with get well soon. That means a lot should happen.
Get well soon.
Obviously, outside of Meek and Wale having their back and forth. Hey, man, he's had two videos this week that have completely confused me. One, him and that fucking fur dancing. What the fuck was that? And also him yelling for The Rock to get up was absolutely ridiculous.
Out of pocket, bro. Get up, Rock. You know he ain't hurt. Let's keep it real.
How many years have you watched wrestling?
You know he not hurt. Like, don't do that. But speaking of wrestling, though, WrestleMania was a Saturday WrestleMania, the first day.
Two-day event is fire.
Yeah, it's fire. But that Saturday was shaky. It was too cold out there. The crowd couldn't get into it. It was shaky. But that second day, that Sunday, they outdid themselves. I was hyped to see the women wrestle on Saturday, though. Jay and them, the black girls.
That's just fire.
They did their thing.
Oh, wait a minute.
They had a good performance.
I don't care about their performance. I'm talking about them.
Oh,
this I don't want to ruin y'all moment.
Shout out to Jay.
No, go crazy about the rest. I know y'all.
Yeah, you're tripping right now.
Niggas bumping bodies and slamming each other, putting their arms between niggas' legs and dumping them on the ground.
Get up, Rock.
Yeah, niggas saying, get up, Rock. And niggas is just playing.
No, that's
dead.
Just me. Nobody else is saying that.
that's a crazy pause. Get up, Rock. Pause. You gotta
that
say pause.
Crazy.
That's nuts.
That out is crazy. I'm out of pocket. Yeah. So is me.
Because I used to tap my shit.
Hey, man, I'm not looking at where the rest of that
all right, well, WrestleMania, I'm gonna tell you how I went. Roman Reigns lost the Universal title. He lost the title to Cody Rhodes in a grand fashion. We had John Cena come out. We had the Usos come out. Seth Rollins came back out.
The fucking Undertaker.
Undertaker came out, choke slam, Rock, Cody Rhodes win, big win for Cody. He's of the new era of WWE. He's a champ. He's running shit. What's my nigga name? McIntyre. He finally beat shit. Who he beat? I don't know. Forgot. But him and CM Punk got beef. CM Punk end up getting into it, and then Damian Priest come out for Money in the Bank. End up cashing in. Knocking McIntyre out, win the belt. Now, Damian Priest is the heavyweight champ. So, had a lot of shit going on. So,
my nigga really be tapped into that shit.
Hey, man. Yeah. WrestleMania is a big deal. Having a 2-day event is fire.
Seth Rollins lost to McIntyre. Yeah.
Who sent Astro Speed to the hospital?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Randy Orton.
The YouTuber?
RKO.
Yeah, RKO on the Speed.
Hold on. The YouTuber Speed was in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, WrestleMania was Coco Jones and National. Hey, they spent that budget, bro.
Oh, that's what's up.
The Rock became a company shareholder and said, nah, we about to turn this bitch back up. They're going to be on Netflix soon again?
Yeah.
Damn, Speed doing his thing. That's crazy.
Randy ordered him with an RKO on the table. He was out. he took a picture with a neck brace on.
Damn.
Talking about wrestling's real. Shout out to that. That was hard.
He also had the Prime bottle on too.
What else went on Prime getting?
Y'all got Speed on WrestleMania.
What else got a lot of promo? 2 Chainz was there.
Yes, sir.
Did Snoop do the announcements?
Shit, I ain't hear
Snoop did the announcements.
Okay.
Shout out to Snoop.
Listen, they got that budget.
Yeah, WrestleMania
don't ever get
fucked
up.
The money is long for sure.
My boy, the Usos, they went against each other. Yeet won. That's his name, saying Yeet.
That's crazy.
They
got
the rapper.
No, they be saying Yeet. That was his little thing.
I know what's funny though. What? somebody was like, damn, what's the nigga J. Cole went against when he dissed him? He's like, Lil Pump was right. I was shitty.
Lil Pump was right.
Because J. Cole apologized. He's like, damn, we should listen to Lil Pump, not J. Cole. I was crazy. Shitty, man.
Where's Lil Pump?
He just got punched by Jake Paul. That's the nigga who took the Kenny shot from Jake Paul.
It all is. Right.
Shout out to Lil Pump, man. Well, that's my wrestling info. Wrestling take. Raw shit. I didn't get to watch because we was doing this.
You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay. Authenticity. Guarantee. You'll feel it. Because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after. When you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts. Not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy. Without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only. Please drink responsibly.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
My nigga Jermaine Cole, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, I mean, y'all got to stand on it now, y'all. Nah, that's y'all nigga.
What's wrong with what he did, though?
Everything.
What?
Why you apologize?
I'm going to sit my hand.
Because you got to really think about it. That's his mans, though. I think he was more like, you weren't really coming at me. You was more trying to battle Drake. I shouldn't even got into it until you said my name, really.
I don't disagree, but then you put that song out. It just has to be. It wasn't like it was that bad.
It wasn't that bad, but you know how he is. He probably like, man, I don't get into that kind of shit. I don't even know why I did. I let y'all gas me up to throw some shit out there that I really ain't even on. I ain't even on that.
You know what's crazy? That ain't stopping Kendrick from responding. He's going to respond.
I mean, he is. But like, man, y'all know how J. Cole, that nigga do not care about this shit.
He said that too.
He did. Like,
I just don't get the whole, got my jaw out, bro. You hit me right here. Like, I just, bro, you made the tape.
The tape is fire, too.
You made the 7-minute freestyle, whatever you call it, bro. Just keep going. You didn't say, I fucked your mama, then I hit your sister, and then da-da-da. It was clean, for real.
But
he you apologizing is.
Yeah. Cause it's different though.
Yeah. I heard him say, "Hey, yeah. By the way, them CDs is fucking trash, nigga." He said that.
He did.
With so many words.
But I'm like apologizing, bro. You ain't do nothing.
But you gotta think them niggas was really cool though. Like Drake and Kendrick, I ain't never heard them on a track together. If I did, I can't remember.
Besides Buried Alive intro, which is a couple of us, but they don't have a real relationship.
Yeah.
Kendrick probably like, nah, nigga.
Too late.
Stay over there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he's trying to let y'all know, like, I don't got no side. I'm me. Like, I ain't with him.
Here's my problem. You can't say that number one shit. You can't say that number one shit because Kendrick is about to say some shit and now you're not number one no more. I don't want to hear you say number one no more because you don't care.
You can't say number one.
He said, I think he feel like, bro, I got grouped in and I let people gas me like he was coming at me And both of us, like, we was a group, nigga. I just went on tour with this nigga. That's not who I hang with all the time. Like, Drake just cool. Like, I'm a cool nigga. I would have went on tour with you, Kendrick, if we would have had a tour. Like, I'm cool with both of y'all. But I got grouped in with this nigga. And my dumb ass listened to the internet people, and I done jumped out there. Drake ain't even jumped. I done jumped out there before Drake, and he ain't even talking about me, really. He talking about you. You the goofy with the check. I'm with Puma. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's who Cole with.
Yeah.
Yeah, send some mellows, nigga.
You know what make me shitty, bro? You know that commercial where the dude would tell the referee the ball was out on me? That's how I felt like when I seen Cole do that. I was pissed. Man. My nigga, it was your time to shine. I've been waiting, bro. And you do some shit like this.
That ain't even his style, though, bro.
I'm not mad at him for it, but it's him like, damn, man.
I feel like J. Cole be talking shit, bro.
Yeah, but y'all know Cole.
And it's hoop shit.
Yeah, but y'all know Cole. That ain't his style. He's more of a for the people.
I just don't want Kendrick to come out with a crazy ass verse to kill my nigga. I'm gonna feel like, damn, bro, you can't even respond because you say you don't want to do this.
He probably ain't gonna kill Cole. He really want to kill Drake, bro. I think he feel probably like Cole. Yeah,
I think we're just, I don't know, but to me, I just feel like as adults, we're too old to be saying a nigga gas me up to do something. And you make a whole
that's
take.
The whole world, though, bro.
That's the world, bro.
The whole world was on
nigga, y'all
thing.
Gas me up to say crazy shit on here every day. Hey, tell that shit. Hey, tell that motherfucker right there. And I get on here, y'all give me a splash of agave, and boom.
Mix it, shake it.
Next splash thing you know, of agave don't have no liquor in it.
Next thing you know, I'm out here telling motherfucker, nah. Referee calling mama ho. Like,
that was crazy.
You know what's funny?
That was not inspired by nothing.
I low key still.
That was on the heart.
I really want a bump.
Yeah, you really still hold that against buddy.
Yeah, I really want.
That ain't no J. Cole Kendrick beef.
Nah, you're not apologizing about that.
Nah, I still want smoke. For real.
Hey, you know what's funny? Somebody we know was just like, next game, I'm going to ask a nigga about that.
Yeah,
I can't wait till we get that report back. Yeah. I said, bro, it's almost playoff
trip. I wish, though, that they would just keep it rap, bro. Just because we miss that in rap. I hate drama and all that shit, but that's good for the sport.
It's fun. Mm-hmm.
Like, and we know y'all friends, bro. It's like niggas when we jone on each other, bro. It ain't no, we do that. We just having fun, bro. Keep the sport going.
And niggas hoop, like you in the league. You killing niggas like, yeah, it's my dog, but I busted his ass. Like, shit, it happens, bro.
Yeah, but it's different because the way, like, they got them picking sides, bro. It's real life niggas choosing sides. Like, you can't, if you don't fuck with him, you can't fuck with him.
I think why it's weird for me, though, is because it's not, ain't nobody finna die.
Nah, but you know how a nigga, they damn near tricked me last episode. Because I like Cole and them. Yeah, I like but I like Kendrick. They had me pick a side. I'm like, I don't like Drake no more. out of nowhere.
So who had you doing it?
Nigga, just the world. Nigga. I don't know. The world. I got tricked. Like, the world just tricked me. Like,
all of a sudden,
niggas, I see motherfuckers writing me on Instagram like, you just switch up on Drake like that after you said he was better than Michael Jackson? I'm like, damn, y'all bitches did trick me.
DJ said it like, damn.
I'm like, damn, Cole and trick. I'm like, goddamn, Kendrick burst and tricked me out my goddamn. That's what I'm saying. Shit like that.
It's okay now.
Like Lou said, when we told him to pick a side, he probably like, nigga, what y'all on? Like,
but this is what I will say, or what I will ask y'all. What's your rankings now? Niggas got a new start. What are y'all rankings now?
Still the same for me.
Yeah, it's still the same.
Still the same for me.
Okay. I respect that. If y'all standing on that, I fuck with
you. Nah, Cole still like that now. It ain't like he put out a whack project. That nigga just don't want no beef. He just don't want to be a part of the clown, the circus, really.
And also, if he's doing that, which is I think is fucking ridiculous still, he's about to drop a fire-ass album.
Who, Cole?
Yeah. He's about to drop a fire-ass album, and it ain't going to matter.
Hey, y'all know who started all this shit? The God. Future Hendrick started all this shit. And ain't nobody taking shots at my nigga.
Drake got a whole tape.
He better go crazy.
He about to go at, you know who he going at, Metro and Future first.
That's
he'll get
hard,
to Kendrick
though.
Later. He gonna go at Metro and Future first.
You think it's gonna be another
Metro?
The new Future and Metro album drops Friday. And if there's another Kendrick verse, that would be fucking crazy. That would be fucking crazy.
If they have
another
verse. My
nigga's the goal, bro.
If they have another verse from Kendrick on there, like, it's...
I highly doubt it, but
they,
that would be
crazy. They
crazy.
They wildin' out.
If niggas just make another anthem and niggas on there talking greasy, what's up, bro? They already got Song of the Year for the club.
like that scratch.
Nah, I thought Sexy Red did.
Get it, Sexy? Shout out to my side bitch. Sexy Red.
That's your side.
I'm trash.
Who pays child support in that situation? If Sexy Red's your side bitch.
Get it, Sexy? Nah, bullshit. Hey,
you fuck Sexy with your shoes on, still. You only take your shoes off.
I might do it like you did.
In the nine?
No. My boy said barefoot.
If you barefoot and Sexy, you out of pocket.
Sexy Red out in front of 903 on the concrete.
Not barefoot in 903.
Outside the challenge. New paint on the way.
What's playing in the paint?
Are you playing a song over there? Are y'all playing Get Sexy outside?
With the doors.
Hey, have a Lamborghini door on the Challenger's
crank. My shit like, bro, what's bro car? Remember, bro had the, our boy.
Andre. He had the Lambo. Andre was in the Lambo and not, yeah, he had Lamborghini door. He said, it's a Diablo. They gotta take that Toyota Camry with the...
Hey!
I love Dre. Dre, you know you my nigga. But Knuckles say he had a Lamborghini with Honda doors, nigga.
I was crying, bro.
Oh, shit. That's one of the funniest moments of my life.
Bro, y'all dumb.
Boy, Dre, bro.
Y'all no, crazy. We don't have no side. This is just jokes, y'all. Don't get all.
Get it sexy.
They're watching this motherfucker. We just talking crazy.
Hey, but Glow and Megan, they trying to make a run at that Get It Sexy song.
That with motherfucking the challenge.
Man.
Y'all see Johnny Blaze?
I didn't watch, but man.
You usually send me the shit. I send it to you.
Yeah. Gotcha. What I usually send you, bro. What I usually send you, bro.
The challenge videos. You sent the money back Ari to me.
They had a challenge.
Oh, it's fine, bro.
That nigga just be lying. See, that's how you know even I even know they had a challenge. What challenge they had?
Because
he's a DM warrior. He does everything through Instagram.
I don't even got Instagram, bro.
Oh, that's crazy.
DJ run my Instagram. You see the collab? All I do is collab.
All I do is collab.
What the fuck?
Damn, that's crazy.
Nah, they got a challenge for real, though. I ain't seen it yet.
That's fine.
Oh, hold on.
Where you talking about the girls twerking in
the... I ain't see theirs, but I'm talking about the girls twerking on the joint. Yeah. I seen Kayla posted today.
For sure.
Yeah, I was like, what is
my nigga Kayla tapped in.
But I ain't see the... I think it might have just been Megan Stallion on that one.
Oh, yeah.
That's lit.
City girls, you know what I'm saying?
They beefing, ain't they?
Yeah. Everybody in rap wild this week, man.
Do we care about that beef?
No.
I don't. I think
girls fall out every week.
Yeah, but y'all know I fuck with Carisha, but JT is more the chill, like reserved one. So if they fall out, they gotta be about something because she don't turn up often.
Well, it's a rollout.
Is their career over? Cause like Sexy Red, Glorilla, Cardi, all them's coming out right now. I really don't want to hear from them.
Carisha fighting cases.
Yeah, I guess they go through real shit.
Case, but
I mean it's a movement right now that easier said than done. If niggas just kind of like get along, they'll be right back in the mix of shit because they still talking about the same shit.
Yeah,
that can make it work. And it's the summertime.
I ain't gonna lie, Sexy Red though, I kind of fuck with her music. I don't really know it, but like her beats be slapping though.
Aye.
I don't know what she be saying. But if you hear her beat, it be kind of like crazy. But I can't. I listen to Glorilla album. I can't do that. Hey, she got like 3 songs.
It ain't for you.
It ain't for you. Yeah, I'm gonna let the girls pick what's good because I don't know about that.
As long as it's slapping the club, I'm with it. Go.
She had one song with some nigga bitch. Nigga. It was something like that. She just said nigga all the time. I was like, all right.
She can really rap to me.
Gloria.
Yeah, Gloria can rap. Her middle name is Hallelujah. So I think that's why we connect.
That's a lit. Far as Gloria Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm my middle name. My name is Hallelujah.
That's her middle name.
Gloria Hallelujah Woods, ain't it?
Damn, Woods, I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah. She said Tiger Woods her cousin.
Damn.
They're not related.
Not at all.
I ain't no telling, bro.
That's a filthy lineage if they are.
Her name is Hallelujah in the middle.
I listened to her. I gave it a spin.
She said she ain't sleeping in a real bed till she was 15. Said, damn, bitch, you should have went to the group home.
They got to take a minute.
Hold on, my
they
mama,
should take her middle name back.
She talking about she couldn't understand why nobody wants, they should, nobody can spend the night at her house. Nigga, now you know.
You playing
you,
too
you
much
you watch
now.
TV.
Right.
Everybody sleep on beds, nigga. Yes. Yo, nigga, you on an air mattress.
Hey, everybody had that one friend we know we wasn't sleeping over his house. On, it's right, okay.
Bro. Shout out to her brother poking a hole in the air mattresses, though.
Yeah, like.
That nigga shared his head. Your bag is trash. You gotta sleep on the floor that long.
Yeah, like, bro, stop. Come on.
Hey, Shannon Sharp, it's not Shannon's fault, but the people who were giving him that sheet, y'all have to be talked to for the things y'all been doing, man. Y'all been wilding. Asking crazy. That question is crazy.
But why is she sleeping on an air mattress, bro?
Why did he poke a hole in it?
Bro, they are poor, bro.
How old is Glorilla?
Probably 25.
Bro.
25.
Yeah, bro.
There's so many other shit to sleep on now.
Not when you poor, bro.
No, air mattress is when we was little, bro.
Come on. All right. See, now let's talk.
See, the problem is,
this is why
two episodes ago, y'all got that mattress on the side of the road.
Nigga, I bro, on my mama, bro. You can, in Atlanta, Georgia, in Smyrna, bro, they sold mattresses on the side of the road for 50.
Bro, cool, bro. She is from Memphis, Tennessee.
I know they got mattresses.
You know it's hard out here for a pimp. What movie is that?
Hustle and Flow,
bro.
That air mattress cost $28, bro. And to get it fixed, they talking about her dad was getting shit to plug it back up. Bro, you spend a 10, bro. Just go get the mattress.
Patching the air mattress is crazy.
Go get the mattress for 50, bro.
Well, you're poor, bro.
Bro, they not that poor, bro.
What?
You can't say that. Yeah, you're
can,
not
bro.
Eligible to
they
say
not
that.
Bro. You're not that poor, bro. Because you can spend 50 on that.
You can't say that.
Yeah,
what
I can,
the fuck, bro.
Because you telling me you getting money to go patch it back up, bro. He buying the patch.
No,
Tate. Air tube tire repair shit.
However, that nigga put Fixer Flat in the air mattress.
Man, I'm nothing. Bro.
He cold. He should have worked the fucking Jiffy Lube. He doing all that shit.
Nigga fix fucking.
And you know, and we never know her family circumstances, bro. Like I said, the nigga. I hate bringing this up all the time, but it just brings you back to people being poor. Pursuit of happiness, bro. You act like it's so many outlets for people to have, bro.
He had a
we
riz,
wouldn't
bro.
Have the homeless people wouldn't be outside. They wouldn't feel these corners like they would, bro. If it was that many options for them to have,
bro. I ain't saying that she, bro. I'm just saying, bro. If you can spend money on an air mattress, bro, you can buy a bed, bro. Bro, I swear to God, bro, I bought a mattress for $50, bro. I bought a whole bed set while I was in the NBA in Atlanta, bro, for a max of
$200.
Bro, it was $100. The whole
they
thing.
I have $100.
I swear to God, they got. She said it was 22 niggas living in the house.
You said you can handle motion.
Nigga, somebody gotta get a job. Somebody gotta do something. 22 niggas.
Nah, if,
come on, bro.
Respect to everybody in this situation, but somebody gotta make a plan.
Man, somebody gotta do something, bro. So 22 people.
If we gonna say Chris Gardner had to have some balls on deck, niggas gotta have some motion.
22 people, bro.
Disclaimer. Listen. Disclaimer, please, Mike.
They had to eat too. It's
yes,
22
bro.
Niggas. Do you want an air mattress or you want food? You need to put gas in the car or you want an air mattress?
Come on,
22
bro.
People, somebody got to have some hustle, bro. Somebody bringing in 500, bro. Let's first of all, let's get the bed straight.
They got to eat.
We going to eat, bro. This is a
poor
one-time thing.
Poor nigga strategy 101.
This is one-time thing. We're going to get the bed. We ain't got to keep fixing this motherfucker. We ain't got to do this. It's a one-time thing. We're going to spend 100 on the bed. Y'all niggas gonna chill out for this month.
We not gonna eat for how long?
Y'all gonna
because
eat.
Because we gotta get the mattress.
We gonna eat, nigga. We got ramen noodles, nigga, on deck. Nigga, don't act like y'all ain't never did that. I grew up eating the ramens, motherfucker. You and them motherfuckers stretch.
No, I grew up eating ramen too, but I grew up in a wealthy household. I ate that by choice. No Glorilla.
I'm just saying.
Over here, so.
Respect. But I'm just saying. They could have one of them months, bro,
we
they could have took
Grayson.
Their time and got a bed, bro. They're talking about you fixing the air mattress, bro. It's out of pocket, bro.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, I may not have
respect
this normal...
Respect to their grind, but...
Cartoon, growing up, watching childhood, but eating in bed, though. So I'm not going to disrespect nobody who
I'm
don't
not
have those.
Yeah. My fault. If you don't live like that, you got an air mattress. I'm just saying. She said if she had 15 people living in her crib, or however many she said... Somebody gotta have some hustle.
They should have.
Law of averages. Was nobody trapping? Did nobody go
and
to the
you
league?
Live in Memphis, don't nobody sell drugs? Sorry. I mean, I'm just saying.
Okay. This is. I want to move on. No. But I have a question. This is Glorilla. We love you. We just confused. That's it.
Yes.
That's enough for you. In a household, when is it out of pocket for us to be poor? How many kids or people in the household is like, all right, y'all, one of us got to make it shake? Is a family of four?
I'm saying, first of all, no disrespect to anybody that's going through a situation, but there I need to know how old the people were and when he had all
that's
the people.
What I, that's what I was getting.
So if I'm a boy and, like she said, she was 15, at 13, I'm getting a job, bro.
Damn.
If you're a 16-year-old boy in the house and you sleeping on the hardwood floor, nigga, hit the block.
Nigga, or hit
all my best friends worked. All my best friends worked in high school. Trey had a job at 12.
You go cut some grass at 11.
Bro, I worked, bro. I pushed carts, bro.
Shout out to my.
That's what I'm saying. I would have never. That's what I'm saying. You could get $100, bro. I worked. I pushed carts, bro.
That's not that easy, bro.
Oh, I did it. I worked. You were fortunate, bro.
Shout out to Lil Daddy, bro, for giving you a job, bro. You got a job by default. You were not qualified, bro.
Nigga, work at Meijer. Nigga, I was qualified.
You were qualified to work at Meijer, bro.
I was a cart pusher.
Shout out to Lou Senior, bro, for giving my nigga. I don't even know if he know how I fill out an application at that age, bro.
Nigga, I know I spell my name.
See what I'm saying?
My social security number.
What race you checking?
Nigga, I'm Dominican.
Damn, Cardi B.
El Papi Chula. Me and Fat Joe.
Man, y'all out of pocket, man. We love everybody that's going through something. Get well soon.
Hey, man, if you're going through it, man, hope you get out of it real soon, man.
Man, facts. I ain't need no disrespect, but I just feel like, bro, you can have, if it's that many people in there, you can hustle.
Hey, man, if we said Chris Garner had to have some hoes somewhere to stay, bro, if it's 20 niggas in the household, somebody get it cracking. That's all we saying.
That's all I'm saying. But shout out to her, though. She did it, though, for her family.
Yep. Nah, yeah, she made it.
And she take care of her family, though.
Yeah, now she's taking care of everybody, yeah. So that's dope.
Speaking of families, his lineage been good, but it just got even better. Shout out to Coach Cal.
Woo.
Everybody thought Kentucky was going to fire him.
He fired them.
Oh, ain't that a bitch, everybody. Nigga, you were headlining.
I'm so happy he's gone. I'm so fucking happy he's gone from Kentucky. Y'all about to see what it feel like. Yeah, it's going to be hard finding a real coach. Y'all disrespected Cal for all them years. And granted, he definitely did not get the championships y'all thought he was supposed to get. But y'all are not about to fill that job with somebody who can recruit as well as Coach Calipari.
He won a championship there for 15 years. He won a chip. Man, it's coaches that be at that school for 30. How long fucking Tom Izzo been at Michigan State?
Shit, Jim Boeheim only got one. That's my guy.
Shout out to Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, how long Tom Izzo been coaching Michigan State?
Since the Reagan days.
Yeah. Motherfucker ain't questioned him one time. He got, what, one chip?
You say he been there since Ronald Reagan?
Damn near, bro.
Well, he got one chip, right?
Uno.
Nobody questioned him. But somehow, Kentucky, the UK, they questioned him. That's cool, bro.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to see how it feels to actually have to recruit.
Yeah, ain't nobody going to Kentucky no more.
Who would take that job? I would not want that job after Calipari. Because them fans ain't forgiving enough to realistically deal with the rebuild at that school.
Nah, nobody, man. You're going to have to Billy Donovan, the only one that could take that job because he got a history, a winner.
Mm-hmm.
He been in the league and people gonna respect what he got going. You know what I mean? He can bring other recruits there. Look, I coach DeMar DeRozan. I coach this guy, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant. I can say that.
Yep.
And you can respect that. But
and I won at this level already.
Yeah,
this
I don't want back-to-back champ. That's the only dude that like can really do that. Anybody else is like, whatever. They gonna be like there when they had Gillespie, whatever that nigga name was.
Billy Gillespie was in there pissing people off, pissing Johnny Meeks off.
Trash.
So, yeah, Billy Donovan is the only one y'all got that could fill that void?
I think the other coach that could fill that void for that team, they've offered him money. Damn, UConn. But, I mean, when they win tonight, I don't think there's any reason for him to leave UConn. I don't think the UK is a bigger school than UConn. I know it's a bigger school, but from a program standpoint, why would he leave UConn, a historic program?
He built something nice over there. I think...
is Rod Strickland still there?
I don't know where Rod at, my dog.
Rod probably go with Calgo.
Arkansas ain't a bad play, though.
Nah, he got bread
down
for that.
The road, what y'all say, 5 M's for the NIL?
5 M's for the NIL.
You straight.
Benville, Arkansas is the home founding place of Walmart. Yeah. That's why he has 5 M's.
Oh, he about to have.
Shout out to Fayetteville.
Arkansas hey. About to be turned up. His house going to be so big in Arkansas.
Bro, he about to be the white version of Deion Sanders down there, bro.
Man, what? I can't wait to go to a Razorback game.
Niggas about to be Razorback fans for no reason.
Yeah, just because Kentucky
lit, though.
All the people that went to Kentucky in the Cal era, they going to fuck with Arkansas. It's crazy because nobody went to Kentucky because they like Kentucky. They went because of Coach Cal.
Yeah,
that's the biggest.
And that's one thing you said that was really smart. Like you said, that older era, the Tubby Smith era on down,
yeah.
That's a I love Kentucky shit.
Yeah.
The Cal era was I love Cal.
Yeah.
Because Rondo still preached that. Nah, fuck that. It's Kentucky, we eat, sleep, shit, Kentucky, blah, blah, blah. These kids, it's like, nigga, one and done, I'm pulling up.
But he grew up there. And also, I seen Rex Chapman recently. Shout out to Rex Chapman. He was like, him and Tubby didn't get along. Rondo was down there, and he damn near transferred. And he would have damn near transferred to Louisville. Because, you know, he's from Louisville, but he's Kentucky through and through. That shit different for him.
Yeah.
But John Wall and them, I would not be surprised if we see a fucking Red Razorback.
Man, them niggas, nah, they went, they fuck with Cal. None of them went to Kentucky because they fuck with Kentucky. They fucked with Cal. Like, Drake don't fuck with Kentucky. He fuck with Cal. Like, you know what I mean?
So his recruiting doesn't change.
Oh, no, it's about to get even more lit. He got what? 5 M's.
He gets better. Okay,
he got an open purse. He's also back in the state that doesn't have a professional team. Yeah. So they're going to meet everything to him, to whatever the fuck he want to do. They going to be grateful for the fact that they got lit teams, even if they lose in the first round tournament. They not going to care. Nigga, we relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they football program was just the only ones holding it down for a while.
You look at the SEC now, like a lot of those schools is that were football schools, like Alabama getting to a Final Four. Like, they, hey, man. It's coming dual threats now. It's been like that for a couple years, but it's kind of getting real obvious now.
Yeah.
Damn, Arkansas ain't a bad place to be,
I just seen Joe Johnson. I never seen him say anything. He on Instagram like, we back. So you already know you got alumni from Arkansas who hype.
Yeah, I'm sure Pat Bev going to talk shit. That's where Pat Bev went too. Yeah,
come on, this ain't 40 hype. Minutes of hell. This is different now.
They about to be
so tight. Arkansas is cool.
Hell yeah.
Arkansas is in heaven, nigga. They have $5 million to spend with John Calipari. And I think that John is going to get the old band back together because Kenny Payne, you know what I'm saying? He got free time. Bro, he going to get his gang back together. They going to get the kids they supposed to get. I think he should adapt. I think he needs to probably start being more aggressive in the transfer portal because I'm sure that Arkansas is going to probably want him to win more. Like, they going to want to win, but I think he can't just keep doing the one it does.
Nah, he going to get some. He going to get some older players, but then he going to get them. He's still going to get them top 5 stars because he coming with the bag. So think about if he got $5 million to spare, he going to get some old heads, get them 100, 150, but get them young pups, them stars. Yeah, I got 500 for you.
Let's see.
Coming for a year, we got 500. Get you ready for the league.
He taking DJ Wagner with him?
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised.
But if Billy get the UK job, can he compete?
I think Billy Donovan going to be able to compete because he just going to put a team together that's going to always be able to compete. And UK, I mean, they got money too, obviously. We coming from a big program. They ain't no bottom feeders, so.
I don't see them just plummeting like that.
Nah, they that's still going to be asking. Kentucky.
They Kentucky, bro. They always going to be Kentucky.
But they going to go through some slides. They going to have a... They ain't going to be Louisville bad, but they going to be... Gonna have a little.
Nobody can be Louisville bad.
Louisville won. How many games y'all won in 2 years?
Hey, and I don't never kick the back end of my black men. But goddamn it, Kenny Payne.
I ain't blaming you, Kenny Payne.
I
think y'all won
12 games. I am. That nigga. I am definitely.
I'm not blaming. I ain't blaming Kenny P, man.
What? Look what he did, bro. Even Chris Mack was bullshitting it. We still never made a tournament.
These fucking kids, bro. I ain't blaming Kenny P. A good nigga, bro. I ain't blaming him for that, bro.
Nah, I ain't blaming him, but they was saying, I wonder if my boy Nellie gonna go back to Duke. It's a good question.
I saw that. I mean, shit, you know, the coach is your mans.
I know Pat.
Shout out to Pat.
Pat gonna get them motherfuckers rolling.
I was happy we got Pat. I'm like, hey, at least I know we gonna have a competitive team with Pat.
You think he gonna keep Nellie?
I think he should. I think he definitely should. He's the best recruiter we had. Hands off. He's our best recruiter.
Nah, but Pat a good guy. He gonna get on rolling.
But that's fire for Cal, though. Like, we didn't see this coming. We did. But we was like, damn, Cat. I mean, Cal going, you know what I'm saying, fuck around another year or two, get some more people. They're going to forget. Nah, he's like, nah, fuck Kentucky. About to run this up now.
I feel that.
And he in the SEC. That's the crazy part. Is he going to have to see them twice a year? They going to boo the shit out of Cal the first time he played them.
Man, they're going to go crazy. I hope all his kids come back. That'd be hard.
Damn.
You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only. Please drink responsibly.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
College basketball, man. Interesting enough. Obviously, we record now. Who y'all got national championship, man? Purdue, UConn. I saw that Terry Crews did a motivational speech for the opening, and I wondered why the fuck Terry Crews is motivating anybody.
Terry Crews, nigga, on Friday?
Yes.
Man, he let a nigga touch him, man. Got nothing to say about him.
Yeah.
Oh, he get to say that, but I... That nigga done been in movies. He done been in the NFL. All kind of shit.
Hey, but he opened up the montage right. Talking about his playing career.
You know what
career.
I'm saying? This shit's favoritism. Everything I say, goes, hold on, B, can't say that.
They did let somebody touch him.
I don't give a fuck no more. Y'all got it.
He ain't supposed to beat him up.
But I'm out of pocket on the show.
Hey, I ain't gonna hold you.
The score right now at halftime is 30-36.
Hey, Braden. My boy, Braden Smith. Win or lose, Nasty. You know I'll fuck with you. I need a signed jersey, bro.
Babe, you were a popular favorite. Every you said I got a homegirl that looked like Exhibit. And Luis cut to Jeff's face. It was funny as shit.
I really do.
Who is the homegirl? Because a lot of people been asking me who the homegirl was.
Shout out to my dog, K-Sam. We talked. Like
you said K-Sam looked like Exhibit.
No, hell no. She asked me.
I knew it was her.
No. See, I told you, because shout out to K-Sam.
He asked me, he said, who looked like Exhibit? I was like, shit.
P, you out of pocket.
And then somebody asked.
K-Sam hit me with is it her? I said, that's why we like this, but yeah.
Somebody said Exhibit now or Exhibit then.
No, it's definitely Pimp My Ride. Who should get her hair braided sometime.
Get their hair braided.
You wouldn't know her. You wouldn't know her. Has she been to a teen Halloween party? She was probably Exhibit at that motherfucker.
Did she have a dinghy shirt on?
That nigga had some creatures in that motherfucker. I tell you that.
Way. What kind of creatures?
The ones that need to... Oh, you just came as you today.
He didn't have no costume.
Come as you are to the Halloween party. It's crazy.
Nah, man,
what else are we talking about, man? Terry Crews, get well soon, man. I know that nigga played with you, bro. Get well soon, man.
Facts, bro. Should have beat his ass,
nigga, we saw you beat Damon. He was supposed to beat his ass,
bro. You that damn strong, bro. You fucked upside that man's head.
Yeah. So it's a weight requirement now.
Go inside that man head, bro.
We're getting out of that conversation very quickly. Hey, man. Why are all the old players hating on Caleb Clark?
Because they stupid.
Every game that Caleb Clark played in this tournament has been the highest game ever watched.
Oh, shit.
Until the next game she played.
Spill this fucking drink on me.
So we were talking about this earlier.
Splash of agave.
Fuck. Well, go ahead. Get your shit off, bro.
But I'm saying, we was talking about this before the show. Like, they played this all wrong, bro.
Terribly, bro.
They was supposed to gas this shit. This is why people don't watch this shit when y'all leave college. Women's sports, because y'all hating on the best thing that's going to happen to the W for a long time.
And listen, in respect to Diana Taurasi, respect to Sue Bird, obviously they legends. But that UConn bias, like the bias that I seen in that broadcast, so they was kind of like, nah, I will fuck with Caitlin. Like, you can feel it.
Yeah.
And then they was like, nah, we'll take Paige. Need that. I get the home cooking. I respect it. But like you said, they had an angle to where everybody could have embraced Caitlin, even if it's for selfish reasons.
Yeah.
To push the brand forward. But they shitting on her like she weak, and she don't say shit. I think it's so weird that she gets so much hate, bro.
Bro, they did that backwards. I posted, this is y'all Michael Jordan. How Michael Jordan came to save the league when after Larry and MJ. Diana Taurasi, Sue Bird, y'all Larry, MJ, whatever. I mean, Larry and Magic Johnson. Then MJ came, and he saved the league and took it to a whole nother marketing stream, like, had people overseas and all that shit. This was Caitlin Clark. Is y'all MJ? Y'all was supposed to pub, like, oh, nah, she one of them ones, man. We da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, she gonna come in a W, man. I'm excited for her to get here. I can't wait to watch her play against her. They was over there hating.
Bro, hating hard as fuck.
Man, I'm like,
I get it. I get it. It's your home school. It's fuck her right now. But it's just like, dog, she can do so much. She don't have to be the best. Everybody's like, it's different when you get to the league. Well, obviously.
Hey.
Obviously. But guess what? She won't be triple team in the league either, because when she comes to the Fever, she's playing with Kelsey, and she's also playing with the Leah Boston, and she's going to get some open shots. And y'all going to hate her ass.
Man, they should have just gassed it. Even if they, like, don't kill her when she get there. Like, we're going to kill her. We're going to dog her. Yep. That's cool. You keep that to yourself. Get everybody to watch. Like, when she come over, she gonna take over the league. Like, she one of them ones. I'm so excited for her to be playing. I ain't gonna lie. I'm excited to play. Like, gas it up so we would want to watch. But you, nah, she weak. Now we like,
that's crazy,
bro. They don't
think
she good. You know what I mean?
And it's like, that. It's so crazy because it's just like, she really be hooping, y'all. Like, that's it. She just really be hooping.
I just had it because she don't bother nobody,
they
bro.
They fumbled that, man. They fumbled that.
And any other time that y'all can make it some right stuff, yes, we understand the white privilege is in play, why some of the things that she's able to market, we get that. But some of this stuff, nah, bro, she just be killing it. Y'all don't like it.
But yeah, I think some of the top players in the league should step up and, you know, say, hey, guys, let's embrace the new and up and coming. It don't even got to be about Caitlin. Gas the new class coming in.
Mm-hmm.
See, yeah. I done already blew it with Caitlin. Now just bring all of our peers into one. But hey, y'all, let's, you know, basically, like, we're excited to see, you know, the Rooks, or at least let us see y'all working out with them in the summer.
Man, they
little
already,
shit like that.
They already hate Angel. Like, mm-hmm. They made that obvious, like, she was sad. I'm just like, all right, if we just gonna pick and choose like this, that's weird.
Everybody that we want to see going to the league that we excited to watch from NCAA tournament, they hating on them. So it make you be like, ah.
But it's just bad for their income.
Yeah, but it's like,
you fucking up your TV dollars, all kind of shit that, like, you could be getting to.
Y'all hating because she got deals. And I'm like, man, we don't want to. Like, they make me not want to. They going to probably stall her out. She don't get to shoot that many shots.
Oh, that,
you know
is
what I mean?
Bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? But I feel like that. Like, they going to be hating a little bit. Yeah. She ain't going to be able to be herself. She probably ain't going to shoot that much because she probably going to be like, I want people to like me.
And I genuinely believe her when she said she didn't find out about the Ice Cube shit until we did.
Of course.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she don't really be tapped in.
She
bro.
Said that fucking Cleveland looked like an amazing place because she's from Des Moines, Iowa. She's like, so much to do here. Nigga, she barely probably don't even got internet, bro. Like, she just hooping, be chilling, bro. Damn near. See them jeans? But
that's crazy.
She don't be on shit, bro. It's like,
man, I said enough.
No, I'm just saying.
I got butchered.
Got her left-handed.
Yeah.
Yeah, they fucked up that, bro.
Yeah,
it kind of made me upset, though, bro, because it's like, I know y'all about to hate on her when she get there.
It sucks.
And
man.
We all want to watch the WNBA, but y'all make it so
Erica,
hard.
Take a stance.
They make it so hard.
Oh, she better pick this. Hey, look, Caitlin Clark is a nap, goddamn it. I'm so happy she's here.
E. Weez better put her arm around her. Y'all better become best friends.
Embrace.
Not too tight.
Shout out to HR. And also, shout out to South Carolina for winning the national championship. I know that gets buried. We need to respect that. Dawn Staley went crazy.
Yeah, she won. She the GOAT.
Is that number three?
Come on,
that's
man.
That's three chips for
her. Damn, bro.
Yeah, she the GOAT. She right after Gino.
I love how they played that, though, all year, bro.
Yeah,
they was chilling, bro.
Come on, bro. Lost all her starters and came back undefeated, bro.
Yeah, I told tough. Y'all, she had about eight motherfuckers. When we talked about that Caitlin shit, I'm like, nah, she got about eight motherfuckers. This is Caitlin's highlighted, but they really like, she got a squad, bro.
Oh, obviously. Yeah, she's...
She got a squad.
And she's a big reason that. She needs to be celebrated.
Three chips is more, bro. Tough, bro. She ain't been coaching that long.
Nah.
Come on, bro.
That's what I hard. Like about it, though, like, they stay humble because... If I was that one girl that they wasn't guarding last year,
mm-hmm.
you know how fraud I would have been in that game?
Yeah.
I would have been talking bad to Caitlin. And she was playing good.
Ripped her half court with the
but lane. She wasn't even going crazy. She was just locked in, doing her job. I'm like, yeah, couldn't have been me. I would have been out there, yeah. Nah, I would have called sure. her everything in a book. Wave me off again.
Watching that game made me respect Caitlin even more, though, bro. I watched some of the games, but that game, I'm like, bro, she has to do so much. It's just, nobody has that much energy. Like,
and listen, bro, I watched that UConn game. There were so many missed assists for Caitlin Clark in that game, bro. Like, she created so much offense, getting doubled, getting fucking hounded, face guarded. Even when she had the ball for 2 seconds, made the right read every time. Bro, she's elite.
Shout out
yeah.
to Caitlin, man.
Shout out to Caitlin. But, hey, shout out to South Staley. Carolina, man. Dawn Staley's the one.
You the yeah. GOAT.
The one.
And she was fresh as fuck on the sideline.
She been getting hated on, too. Weird shit.
Weird, bro. I don't understand
she
it.
She the Louis Vuitton guy. I be peeping mm-hmm. nasty. I see you. I
we
see
definitely.
You.
Definitely.
South Carolina need to get some Nike, though.
Yeah, Under Armour.
Shout out to you, Under Armour, but we need that.
Hey, now. I wear them motherfuckers, so back to that. Mm-hmm. I know Joel and B left y'all, but I wouldn't.
You a fuck with Under Armour?
Man, they pay me. Hell yeah. I rock them motherfuckers every. I rock Steph Curry's every single day.
That's a wicked
y'all
shoot.
Y'all sign a lifetime deal with y'all.
That's a wicked shoot.
I need $150 a year. I'll sign a lifetime deal with them.
Steph need to go to the drawing table with them.
I can't even be mad at Steph because that nigga had a Nike presentation and it wasn't even for his name.
They had the wrong bro. Name Come up on, there.
That was
I can't be mad at Steph.
No, I love how Steph did branded his shit because...
He built the enterprise off that shit.
People were just buying it because of Steph. I'm talking about the shoe itself. Like, kids want a Steph Curry shoe because, hey, mom, Steph wears these shoes. Cool. But that shoe, as an adult, out of pocket, bro.
Now, the people who are asking the parent to get those shoes are typically don't look like us.
What they look like?
Oh.
Well,
December snow.
It's a lot of...
I worked at Under Armour. I saw them.
Yeah, true. White kids do soak it up for sure. But it's... It's a lot of mixed kids, too. It's a lot of Jadens and Jalens, for sure.
Oh, Jaden.
Why is that everybody that's mixed name, though?
Because their mom got that bob haircut. This is the black and white relationship.
Look, Jaden and Christian.
Mama white, daddy
dad,
black. So
their mom is a white nurse.
That's what Boosie said.
The dad probably was a former athlete at one of these white colleges.
Okay.
Shout out to Pat
Mahomes. Their mom,
daddy.
You know, she does TikToks, and she got a... Cash Money 99, you know what I mean?
What's the whole screen?
She got that, I don't know, probably Hurricane Chris. But she has that bob haircut with those little curls.
What is it? I'm a white mama. Every time. Black kids haircut.
And when bro started the Team T, he had a lot of mixed mamas in there. And I'm like, she definitely, that's her son right there. Shout out to Trace.
Okay, Trace.
Yeah, Trace was a Mexican. He had a couple, but Trace is just more than somebody. His mom got the haircut, clearly. Black guys, for sure. So they got a certain look, bro.
Oh, respect.
Yeah, they got a certain look, for sure.
Shout out to Team Teague.
Shout out to them guys.
Yeah. I have a lot more to say about that, but I'm a that's for Patreon.
Yeah, that's Patreon. I mean WAP.
Like, cause
catch us on WAP.
WAP coming soon.
WAP.
My niggas was destroying their moms when this team program first started.
WAP.
That was a tryout. WAP. How you spell it?
Hey.
W-H-O-P.
Nah, what Cardi say? The real WAP.
What a start.
WAP.
My nigga, I want to say my nigga name so bad, but I ain't telling today.
It ain't me. So.
My niggas was in that bitch training. What's up, boy that be training LeBron and Kyrie?
Phil Handy.
Oh, yeah. Jeff has a lot of Phil Handy.
My nigga Chris Brinkley.
Niggas was handy for sure.
I would.
I ain't going to say my niggas is in situations that they finna walk down these aisles here. So.
Damn.
God damn.
Who
about to get married, bro? My nigga said...
Wait a minute.
I'm just saying your niggas about to get married, bro.
Oh, and niggas...
Lou.
Niggas knew on the last one. Motherfuckers said D.M. Brad was hitting the powder at Cathedral. We heard Jeff say shit.
Hold on, man. This is all jokes, by the way.
I said, I told y'all that wasn't me.
Hey, because Jabari... I said, they said Bubby hit the group chat this morning talking about Jabari eating pork. Hey, niggas was mad. Marcy, I ate pork for 10 years. Stop playing with my name. All right,
shout out to Smart, man.
My fuck.
We use our platform to irresponsibly handle our friends.
Oh, man. Y'all dumb.
Oh, it's crazy.
No, but you know what we was talking about earlier before we get out of here?
Uh-huh.
We was talking about how, like, about LeBron's situation. Mm-hmm. And I was talking about how I got my pops and somebody that showed me the ropes, gave me the guidelines to how to be just a man in general.
Yeah.
And how much respect we got for Bron. Like, damn, he just grew up with his mom and, like, knowing his situation. And for him to, like, never be in trouble, to go through what he's going through, be the person that he is in the player years, I was like, damn, he damn near got to be the GOAT.
Bron's the GOAT because he did all the things that you just said. He had the most ridiculous standards to live by and surpassed all that shit. Yeah. Fuck the championships.
Deion Sanders, too. Same situation.
That's crazy. Cause I couldn't imagine... Like, I got so much respect for people who grew up with, like, single moms or don't have their dad in their life like that or whatever. Because for me, I couldn't imagine not having my pops or, like, not doing that shit because I don't even know. I wouldn't have that guidance. Like, I don't think I had a discipline myself just to do that shit. And to hear people do that shit is crazy.
You got the game for real.
Yeah.
And from somebody who really did it for real.
Yeah.
Was blessed for sure.
Yeah, that's why I respect people whoever went through that situation where they didn't have a male figure in their life and they was able to overcome it and be like phenomenal in whatever field they chose. It's crazy.
And especially with LeBron to have that much hype at that age, bro, and to maintain that without crashing out. We know so many niggas that crash out with less expectations and less opportunities.
Yeah.
Bro, he had like the biggest weight on his back ever in the history of Denver in the sport of basketball.
Like, just not to even sign with like Reebok when they show you a $10 million check when you a kid at 18 and you weigh your options because you like, nigga, I know if you giving me $10 million, I know Nike probably going to at least give me that. And just to hear everybody out, like, I'm thinking at 18, I seen that $10 million check with my friends. Oh, we balling out. I would have snatched that mother so quick. I would have been in some answers.
Quick.
Career. He had good people around him, though. So no disrespect to, you know, shout out to Drew and them.
But I'm
Coach
saying,
Drew, but...
As an 18-year-old kid...
He making them decisions.
To pick those people around you? Like, that's crazy.
I know people, we gloss over this a lot because that was his homies, but on the lowest of keys, if you look at it, that nigga built an empire.
Yeah.
He built an empire as a teenager.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He changed a lot of people's family trajectories off one simple decision, bro.
I don't think that shit can be duplicated.
Bro. It can't. Not with the pressures he had to deal with, bro.
I'm just talking about niggas building that type of...
Niggas can do it.
It's doable.
Like
that young?
I'm saying, because everybody goes to the league now at 19. Like, if AE and them wanted to, like, put their mans on and tell them to go to college and do this, take these steps. They seen it from Bron. They can take the blueprint.
Facts, but I'm talking about Joe. People got to be willing to be disciplined. Maverick and them put in that work.
For
sure. I think a lot of people overlook that shit. Maverick and all them niggas, bro, they really mm-hmm. grinded to get there. Bron, of course, bro, helped in so many ways, but them niggas worked so fucking hard to get where they are.
But
bro,
I'm telling you, I think if you can see your man's about to be the number one pick, I don't think it's hard to go to school. I'm just being honest. Not saying Maverick and them did it. I'm saying now. Like, yeah, following Bron Blueprint, if I'm Anthony Edwards' friend, and he say, I know he going to the league. Like, oh, he the number one pick. And he like, hey, go to school for 4 years, get your degree. I want you to be my agent. Nigga, I'm going to do it. Like, yeah, it ain't going to be like, nah, G. I don't know. No, nigga, I'm going to do that.
Yeah. And he's not discrediting Maverick and them at all. No, but what he's saying is just like, because of LeBron, we see a successful blueprint to where,
yeah, they got,
I can build generational wealth with my niggas. Yeah. Everybody just got to be tapped in.
Yeah.
Like you said,
he gave him the blueprint.
He was definitely blessed because he was around hustlers too.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. A lot of times when a lot of these young niggas growing up, they growing up with their niggas and they from the trenches.
Yep. Yeah.
So they niggas don't even have that stability,
yep,
to see that through a lot of times. That's what I'm saying. Facts. That's kind of hard for... Like, what's Rich Paul was already hustling jerseys and shit. Them niggas always had a get money mentality. That's what I'm saying. Like, to have a group of friends, that's why I appreciate my niggas I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
We all had the same kind of mentality. Like, nigga, one of us got to make everybody work ethic was crazy. You know what I'm saying? I don't think a lot of kids be having that these days.
Nah.
Especially not with that much to lose on the table. He had a lot to lose.
So it can be done. I just be trying to see, like, damn, who's the next? They shit was documented, of course. Like, Bron definitely built an empire. I just was like, damn, who next to do shit like that?
Any player that's coming to the league now that got potential to be number one, two, three, four pick, y'all should be doing the same thing Bron doing.
Yeah.
Y'all should take his whole thing. Because that cancels out having to take care of people.
Whatever. Exactly.
You giving them a chance to feed themselves. Like,
that's where your tax write-offs go.
Yeah, but they also gonna be working for themselves.
Nah, like, for sure. I'm just saying.
I mean, you ain't nobody gonna be Rich Paul. That's dead.
That ain't gotta deal.
Nah, it's dead. Cause them number one picks probably signing the rich, but you can learn from them.
Yeah. You can still have your own motion.
Yeah.
For sure.
And what's crazy is even on a micro level, I think a lot of people don't realize, because I know it's hella taboo in our community to like talk about finance and combine finances for a common goal. There are plenty of people who work regular jobs that could combine resources or work together to buy things to get that shit. Like, I remember once our family was talking about, like, combining money to, like, buy properties and stuff like that and have it in the family and make money. But then you sit around, it's just like, especially in our community, we don't want to talk how much money we got. We don't want to talk about how much debt we got. Yeah. It holds us away from simple shit to where other races may not trip on that shit as much.
Yeah.
But it's definitely an opportunity because, like you said, niggas is getting to it at a young age, for sure.
Yeah. That's why I can't understand Glorilla, but
anyway. Full circle moment. Be here and tell the people where they can buy some merch at, man.
Said full circle moment.
Wow. I didn't say full bed.
She was fucking Little House on the Prairie, bro.
Yeah, Glo.
Shop club520.com for your latest merch, man.
I wonder if y'all think her shit gonna go platinum, though?
What's that?
Y'all think Glorilla album gonna go platinum?
I don't know about platinum, but I'm sure it'll do well. She got, it's summertime.
I hope it go platinum. I fuck with her, actually.
The women running the rap game right now.
Remember her performing with no shoes on and Dre's. Damn. I'm never going to forget it. She ran on that stage with a velour outfit on.
That's before the titties and the new teeth.
Yeah, she came in there with a velour outfit on.
Motherfucking teeth. Seawalking, nigga.
Then she kicked the motherfucking shoes off and Crocs.
Where?
And she started. That's a
legendary moment.
I'm a me. I said, what the fuck?
Hey man, shout out to Glow Up. Cause we saw Sexy Red perform here, pregnant, barefoot. And the entire crowd went crazy.
Lit.
Yeah.
Legendary moment.
I think barefoot's a thing. If you don't perform one of your first concerts barefoot, you ain't gonna make it.
Damn.
I told y'all about that barefoot shit.
And on that note, like, share, subscribe. Don't wear socks. We'll be back next week.
Yeah, Glow.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.